Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 687, To Build Wealth, Avoid Changing Locations or Partners, by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. And I'm Dan, the guy who's here each weekday reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And before we get to our content today, if you've been listening for a while, you should already know that we give away books to random people on our mailing list, and that happens each and every month. So if you'd like a chance to win, make sure you join. It is totally free, and all you need to do is enter your email address at oldpodcast.com. Now let's get right to our post as we start optimizing your life. To Build Wealth, Avoid Changing Locations or Partners, by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. Major life changes are inevitable, but they are often costly. To retire early and well, in some cases even to retire at all, it is critical to avoid the financial equivalent of a major detour or train wreck. I'm talking here about expenses in the tens of thousands of dollars that can completely derail your savings plan. For most earners, that kind of money will take years to recover and will inevitably impact your confidence and determination to become financially independent. That's a scenario to be avoided at all costs. Fortunately, two of the largest potential life changes are avoidable for many. Changing homes. Let's start with a common, large change, moving between houses. I grew up in a military family and was accustomed to moving every few years. I kept that wanderlust into at least my early 30s. I had few possessions and rented, so the trouble and expense of moving were manageable. Then I married and we bought our first house and had a child. Our next move was punishing. We had to hire professional movers for the first time, and because of market conditions in our town, were forced to sell our house at a steep loss. My employer generously defrayed our expenses. We moved 2 more times over the next few years between rentals. Then we bought another house and stayed put for more than 15 years. In retrospect, that final, settled destination was an enormous help in growing our assets and retiring early. Based on our early moving experiences, I've kept a $20,000 cost figure in mind as a disincentive to relocating. Sound outrageous? According to a recent article in Smart Money, the rule of thumb for closing costs to a home buyer is from 3% to 5% of the purchase price. For a relatively modest $200,000 home, that could mean as much as $10,000. The seller doesn't have mortgage-related costs, but is likely paying a realtor commission as high as 6%. Then there are moving costs. According to CostHelper.com, packing and relocating a 1,500-square-foot house across the country can set you back from $9,000 to $11,600. Even if you have less stuff, move closer, or do some of the work yourself, the cost will likely be in the thousands. Then there are the inevitable shakedown costs with any new home. New carpets and curtains, fresh paint, necessary repairs, supplies, and furnishings, and modifications to suit your lifestyle. So by the time you add up the costs of selling one home, relocating, buying another home, and settling into it, that $20,000 figure might be conservative. In short, changing homes is frightfully expensive and will probably eat up most of the average family's potential savings for several years running. Granted, there are unavoidable life scenarios, mostly job-related, where you don't have the luxury of choosing to stay put. But any time the choice to move is yours, stop and consider the expenses. the worst choice possible is to move into a bigger house nearby that you don't really need. You are opting into a large one-time expense, plus a bigger ongoing mortgage obligation. If more space is truly necessary, consider instead adding on to your current home. When our son reached the later teen years, we renovated a larger downstairs room so he could have more space. If you must relocate for work, consider renting for a while in the new location so you have the experience and information to make the best possible decision before buying a new house. If you are voluntarily choosing to relocate to another area of the country for lifestyle reasons, then take the time to make the optimum decision. We spent a year making our last relocation decision, talked at length, did hours of research, traveled to our candidate locations multiple times, then rented in the new area for 6 months before buying the home where we have now lived happily for many years. Changing marriages. The second major life change is one we should have the most control over, changing partners. By some estimates, nearly half of marriages now end in divorce. Extrapolating from statistics in a recent report from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, divorces in the U.S. average somewhat over 1 million annually. Not only is breaking up with your partner stressful and tumultuous, but it is also extremely expensive. According to Forbes.com, the average cost of a divorce in the U.S. ranges from about $15,000 up to $30,000. Most of that goes to the lawyers and the courts. Divorce litigation is an astounding $28 billion a year industry. The most important financial factor in divorce, though not technically an expense, is even more devastating. In most divorce settlements, your net worth will be cut in half or worse as you split assets with your former spouse. If one person could live as cheaply as two, that wouldn't be so devastating. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Sharing a home, vehicle, and meals are just three examples where quality of life is higher and cheaper with two people than it is with one. So aside from the immediate legal expenses, going through divorce is likely to set your savings plan back years or decades. To further compound the financial pain, divorce will often result in the sale of a home and one or two relocations. And when alimony is involved, the financial costs continue into the future. My focus here is personal finance. I'm not going to delve into what makes a strong marriage, except to observe how very valuable one is from a financial perspective. But note the feedback loop at work in relationships. Mutual prudence and financial responsibility contribute to a strong marriage, and a strong marriage contributes to stronger finances in the long run. So working to stabilize and strengthen your relationship will pay off not only in more peace and joy in your everyday life, but in your financial bottom line as well. Unfortunately, not all relationships will last, but appreciating the financial consequences might add some motivation to make decisions up front, invest in the relationship you already have, and avoid a major financial catastrophe. Creating a stable long-term relationship will contribute mightily to both your happiness and financial well-being. So that's it. Two major life changes to avoid or minimize if you want to build your savings and achieve financial independence quicker. You just listened to the post titled, To Build Wealth, Avoid Changing Locations or Partners, by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And once again, if you'd like to have a chance to win books from us, make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. You'll also get some free financial spreadsheets from us, including one that shows you when you can retire, a video tutorial, a weekly email with life tips, quotes, and more. And for all of that, come join our weekly newsletter mailing list at oldpodcast.com. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.